Mio kikisipayo danse. Kitam skatna wow. Welcome everybody. Hello and welcome back to Coffee and Cree every Sunday morning, where we bring you a special guest to teach you some Nehewewin in a fun and interesting way. Today's special guest is super social media famous.
Oh my goodness.
His name is Aaron Fay, and he's coming all the way from Rocky Mountain House to join us today on the show. Wow.
Hey, thanks for having me today, Bill.
Yeah, so first, if you could maybe explain a little bit where you're from, a little bit of language, how you learned the language, and how long you've been kind of at this.
Oh, yeah, so it's been about, I guess this upcoming summer is going to be about 7 years since I started on my language journey. And it's always been something, so I never grew up with the language, I never grew up in community and all of that, but when I was a little bit older, as a young man, I was involved in the Friendship Center. I was involved in my local, our Métis local, 845 back in the day. I was on the board, and we had lots of programs at the center and stuff like that. And then started getting involved in ceremony and stuff. And so I would hear like Nehewewin kind of like more and more often. And I wasn't as curious about it at first, but it was just over the years, it was something I would hear a lot of. Obviously, you know, people, elders are praying or different things like that. So I've always kind of been curious about the language, you know, growing up in Treaty 6 territory, right? Mm. So, and then just when I was in Edmonton, the opportunity came up and I kind of made the commitment to dive in, and found out later on that this is my grandma's first language, right? Mm. My grandma on my mom's side. So she was from Southern Saskatchewan, the Willow Bunch area and the Métis community down there, right? So I dove in and I took it really seriously. And, you know, I learned Nehewewin from all of you. hanging out in Miskwatsi, Wisconsin.
Yeah, right. And you know, me and you kind of stumbled and crossed paths as both online learners, right? So, you know, I think that you were really fundamental to the beginning of my language journey, along with Ben Godden. Shout out to Ben and everybody else that's on the Discord group. But today, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into the language. I think we're going to talk a little bit about some of the verbs, right?
Yeah, some verb types. The thing I had in mind today was, is a lot of people ask me, because I do TikTok, obviously, right? So a lot of people ask me, like, how do I get started? How do I get started with this journey? And I think there's two real main humps or barriers coming in. One is sort of like finding the resources. Once you get in the door a little bit, you're like, you realize, oh, there's so much stuff, it starts to become overwhelming. But then how do we get past that beginner phase into the intermediate phase? And again, it sort of feels uphill the whole time, eh?
It really does.
So it's one of those things where, you know, sometimes we'll end up self-studying, we can get into the books, we can get into this kind of stuff. But again, there's so much. The thing we need to understand is that Nehewewin is like, it's complex. It's a beautifully complex language. And so it can be overwhelming as we like slowly reclaim all of these little bits over time.
That way. Right? So we're going to start first with, I guess, the simplest of the verbs, which is the VIIs,
yeah,
right?
Yes. Well, there's basically four verb types, right? So if you think about verbs and nouns, like if you're not familiar with that, nouns are sort of things, right? And then verbs are like our actions, right? So I eat, I walk, something like that. And so the thing we need to understand coming into Nehewewin is there's four different types. And without getting into the real complex, you know, you will hear these terms, VII, VAI, VTI, VTA. And all they really mean is like, who's involved? Who and what is involved in the verb type? So the simplest type, you probably heard that word like miwasin or miwasin, right? You
hear that? Yeah, miwasin.
So that falls into the first category, which they call a VII, which is just, there's nobody involved. It's just a thing. Miwasin, it is good, right? Or you might say, you know, it's appropriate today, like takayao.
For it is cold.
It is cold.
Yeah.
Right? And so that falls into that first category where there's nobody involved. So, and there's lots of words in there. So if you're talking about the color of something, you know, inanimate.
Miigwech.
Exactly. Or if you're talking about the weather sometimes, you know, kisas, deo, or something like that, right? And then there's another verb type, which involves one person. So they call that a VAI, but really what that means is it's just me or you or somebody else. So an example might be bimoteo, right? Bimoteo, that person walks, right? Or mitso, that person eats, right? So those are sort of simple verbs that only involve one person. And then your third category is what they'll call a VTI, is a verb that involves one person and something, right? So we might say, Nuwapaten. Now, you wouldn't say that kind of on its own because you'd be talking about something, but if you say just, you know, Nuwapaten, I see it.
You see it, something.
Yeah. Nigsketen, I know it, mm-hmm. right? Nimitzin, I eat it, something inanimate, right? And then the last one, which is sort of like getting like full intermediate, the verbs that involve two different people typically are the most challenging ones because there's so many different ways to say those. And so an example is wapmeo, that person sees somebody else, right? And so that's where, again, we're sort of talking about, then we start to talk about how do we change the verbs to talk about different people. Like, if I can't just learn, let's actually use a word that we all know.
Yeah.
Nihiyawil. Nihiyawil. That one speaks the language, the Cree
language.
That
one speaks, right? Cree language.
But how do I say, I speak the Cree language?
Yes.
Right? Ninihiwan.
Ninihiwan.
Ninihiwan. Or you speak the Cree language. Ginihiwan.
Because you're basically keeping that middle part of Nihiyawi.
Nihiyawi, yeah.
And then you're adding the ni at the top for me, yeah. Or the ki for you being first and second
and
person.
And then there's a little change that happens at the end there, right? Where that it's so that, you know, you end up with all these questions like, well, if I say Nihiyawiyo, why does it change to Ninihiyawan? Like, why does that, which, you know, don't get hung up on that kind of stuff. It's just the way the language works.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember one time, I'll tell you this funny story, and we're getting a little bit into grammar here without getting too deep into it. I remember one time I was taking Ruben Quinn's class, and I really wanted to understand how this worked. I really wanted to get it, right? So I said, oh, okay, how do you say, I want to speak Cree? And he's like, Ninote Nihiwan. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. How do you say, you want to speak Cree? And he's like, Ginote Nihiwan. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. I'm like, all right, how do you say, I want you to speak Cree? And he's like, Kintoyim Tintanihiwin. And I'm like, what?
The smoke's coming out of your ears.
Yeah, I know,
right?
I'm like, how does that work?
Yeah.
And so we start to become exposed to a little bit like the different verb types, because the way I say I want you to do something is different than, you know, if I say I want to walk, mm-hmm. I want to eat. I want to know this thing. We start to get into some of those different areas. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we will be right back after the break here with more Piga Te Wapoi Egua
Nihiwiwin
on the Windspeaker Radio Network.